This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather may be more impactful to the cattle markets than the Cattle on Feed report. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Last week's Cattle on Feed report didn't appear to be a market mover. Kyle Bumstead, a livestock market analyst from Allendale, said the report had a very neutral tone.
The average trade estimate for on feed as of January 1 is 96.8%. That came in right at 96.8%. And it's the lowest in 9 years. Looking at it real quick, the December placements were slightly higher than expected, but still the lowest in 10 years. 93.5 is what the estimate was going in. It came in at 94.6. And then the marketing number was estimated at 101.5, and that came in at 101.8. That was marginally higher than expected. That'd be the highest in 4 years.
Bumstead said there were signs of early heifer retention late last year, but that doesn't appear to be the case so far in early 2026.
Every 3 months, the USDA gives us a steer and heifer breakdown. And back in October, they had heifers at 38.1%, and that was down from 39.7%, suggesting back then in October, we saw a little bit of light retention. But today is kind of the opposite. January 1, heifers were at 38.7% versus 38.7% a year ago. So right now on this report, as of January 1, it doesn't really show any signs of retention here.
Bumstead said the recent winter storm moving through cattle country likely will have a much bigger impact than the report.
We are going to have a lot of sale barns that are closed. They've already called sales off and saying we're not going to have any sales next week. So that's going to affect the number of feeder cattle going into that feeder cattle index number. And we also have January feeder cattle expiring next week as far as futures and options. So on Thursday, they're going to expire and then get marked against the cash index. And if we were to keep these northern barns open and keep the stamina or keep the higher prices that we're seeing out there in these northern barns, that could really put a skew on the index and really make for some fireworks towards the option expiration here next Thursday.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.